Hey y'all, this is Joy. I am here with Najee.
Oh, Jay in the cut.
Say hi, baby.
Hi.
She's gonna be my co-host. She's strong on me, so
yep.
We in this thing.
No, no choice.
Right. So today, I'm excited. This is our first one. This is gonna be about relationships, whether marriage or just a partnership. We want to discuss some important factors in relationships, how to maintain relationships, what's a no-go for you in a relationship. We want to get some feedback from men and women on some absolutely do's and don'ts in relationships. And we're going to go from there. So, I'm in a relationship, obviously. I'm married.
I'm big single.
She's big single right now. But
I want a new bald-headed whole thing.
Oh, so my God, really?
I'm just playing.
You're young enough, so barely your life. So just give you a background on my situation. I'm married to my husband. We've been together for 21 years.
Woo-woo.
Feel me? And we've been married, I think, how long?
Well, 2011, it's just 7 years.
7 years. Okay, we're going on 8 years, March of next year. So you can imagine everything that we've probably been through. We experienced a lot of stuff. We've been together since we were kids. Teenage years. Yeah, he got my 20s. He's halfway through my 30s. So we've been together for quite a while. Mm-hmm. We've experienced some stuff. Then we haven't experienced some stuff. So this would be interesting for me to learn from everyone and from my daughter and get different aspects on things that goes on in relationships. The first thing I want to talk about is what a relationship means. So, to me, a relationship means it's just in general my own words, hell, because it's, to me, it's not two perfect people. It's two imperfect people that are perfect for each other.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're trying to figure out each other.
Girl,
okay. Get it
tatted.
Imperfect people that's perfect for each other.
Yeah.
That's making it work, ins and out.
I get there easily, so I don't know.
What do relationship means to you?
A relationship means to me, I don't know, I feel like it's a
companionship
that's compromising.
Okay.
It's stepping out your selfish ways to be, you know, to be one with someone.
That's a good way to put it. I like that.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you have to compromise in a relationship.
It's absolutely.
Your way, it's not gonna go his way. It's all about being in the middle, just to become one.
That's good. That's a good way to put
it. Girl, I know I can be deep philosopher.
Oh my God. She young, y'all. She's still learning, but hey, she's at the right age to still be learning. Compromising is definitely a good one. Some important factors to me in a relationship would be having that trust and communication. To piggyback off of her, you know, compromising, trust and communication is two big things to me. You don't have communication, you don't have trust. So to me, that is not a good foundation to start any relationship or marriage. And that's just relationships across the board, whether it's friendships, companionships, whatever. You have to trust and communicate. A lot of relationships and marriages from personal experiences and experiences from people I know, it's because that communication is not there. You have to communicate. If you don't communicate, then you got two people in a relationship who's trying to figure out and trying to be a mind reader of what's going on and what's not going on. Like, how do a person know what if they're doing something right or what they should be doing if you're not communicating it? Communication is key.
Yep.
Being open, you know, you have to be open. One thing that me and my husband... is one of our strong factors is communication. Now we communicate, that's good, but then it's the understanding part of the communication, which is something I've experienced before. Not agreeing on certain things, how the conversation goes, you know, how one person is feeling, how the next person is feeling, or how they take it. So I definitely can relate to that. Trust is definitely a big one. I'm just gonna tell you now, if you ain't got no trust, it ain't gonna work. If you gotta go find something, if you gotta go think about, oh, this person been gone too long, I didn't even see his. If you gotta go do any of that, you ain't meant to be in a relationship. I've been with my husband for 21 years, and I have never looked through his phone, went through his phone. I don't need to. And I've always been this person that if you go looking for something, you're going to find something. So when you find something, then don't be upset because you went looking for it. Like, it's all about trust. If you ask your significant other something and the answer is no, you just got to trust that it's no until you are proven otherwise wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, but sometimes you can have that instincts, true enough. You can have that womanly instincts. Now, it's up to you as a woman if you want to act on them or not. Usually your instincts is good, but it depends on how your relationship is set up, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, with that being said, I'm like a woman intuition. If you know you ain't had no problems, you ain't never had no trust issues or nothing going on, then 9 times out of 10, maybe that's an insecurity with yourself. Mm-hmm. Because then if you follow that woman instincts and you go going ham on your damn partner and shit, and then you mess around and fuck up and he a whole faithful guy, ain't nothing going on, but all because of your insecurities turned into a woman intuition, you done messed up the relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's something there that's causing you to have these problems, of course, if you do what you gotta do, hell, if you know he doing stuff he ain't been doing, shit ain't sounding right, you know, shit ain't adding up, yeah, follow that woman intuition.
And pull up on his mama.
I ain't gonna say pull up on his mama.
Shit, you know how niggas feel about their grandma.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But if you guys, you know, I'm down for the ride. I ain't tripping. Mm-hmm. Somebody got to tell the story. Somebody got to get bailed out. So I'll be that one bailing your ass out.
Please.
But those are some good factors. What you think? Communication and trust?
Absolutely. Without them two, there's nothing in a relationship.
Yeah.
Especially communication.
Yeah. So what is the foundation? Like, what's the foundation for a relationship to you off top?
I feel like of course you're not gonna know something like about somebody all up front,
right?
But it's your job to know, like, those what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? Dang, my mind just went blank. I just lost my train of thought.
Oh my god!
But it's like finding those ticks about your partner,
mm-hmm,
in the early relationship, so it save a lot of problems. But I mean, like I said, you can't find them all at the beginning of the
relationship.
But just knowing and just like paying attention, and like when you say certain stuff, pay attention to your partner's body language. You're like, oh, okay, well, that ain't something that they like. Basically, just finding those points that are like, you know, cause friction in your relationship in the beginning. You have to find that in the beginning so you can build from it.
Yeah, because the foundation to a relationship is everything. That foundation is what's going. The foundation got to be strong enough to keep you together. The foundation is what's going to hold you when times get hard. You know, foundation
and,
is what's going.
Communication in a relationship too. At the like beginning stages.
Yeah, yeah.
Like at the very beginning station, opening up the communication lines.
Yeah,
because if you don't,
yeah,
it's going to be a whole lot of chitty bang bang and a whole lot of assuming and a whole lot of unnecessary drama.
Yeah, that's true. So you done had your first relationship, obviously,
oof,
right?
Lord, child.
Okay, so at what point, I'm going to ask you, since I'm way past the dating part.
Yeah,
in mind.
You past the dating part in 70, 90, I mean, 98.
You feel me? 97, get it right, 97.
You're
happy,
girl.
97. So at what part of your relationship, like, did you know, like, what happened in your relationship that made you think that it was getting serious? Like, this is not just a boyfriend. Like, this ain't just a friend or the boyfriend, girlfriend. Or have you been there yet? Because you might have got to a point to where, like, okay, this is serious. Or maybe you have.
I feel like we haven't got to that point where we like, okay, this is serious. I feel like this is still new for both of us. I don't know. I kind of say getting to the point of seriousness when he met y'all.
Right, so
because I've never brought somebody home,
right,
to meet y'all,
right?
So.
Shitty, shitty, bang, bang,
exactly.
Right, right.
So
right.
That was kind of the point. Was like, okay, this is serious. And then also going every day with speaking to them. Sometimes, you know, we go days without speaking to people because that's we don't want to.
Right.
So when you have a significant other, you can't do that. So I'm like, oh shoot.
So that's my. I'm glad you said that because I'll be like, how is it how do you know it's getting serious, and how you know it just ain't infatuation? Because love and infatuation, I feel like a lot of people get those confused.
I feel like,
because infatuation is something that's there that you feel for the moment. Love is an everlasting feeling. So infatuation is something just to satisfy something right now. Like, oh my
that's
God,
that's a good question. I need to be asking him there. Are you infatuated with me or you in love, nigga? I need to know.
Because infatuation is where those people say, I love you to death. And you don't ever want nobody to love you to death.
Hell
like
nah.
You say, nigga, don't love me to death. Because that means they're going to love your mama to death. Them stalkers at the end, when you break up with them, they can't take it. They depressed and all that.
Yeah, all right. We're going to eliminate the problem real quick.
But that's crazy, because when I was younger, when I was in your dad, that's probably why we got married so late in life. We got married at like when I was like 28. And everybody thought out of high school, like, oh man, you know, thought we was gonna be married and stuff. And I'm like, oh no, I'm only 18. Like, what the hell? I'm still young. What? I mean, I got a baby by this dude, but that don't mean I'm ready to be married. So, and then, you know, at the beginning, that's puppy love, and girls mature quicker than men.
They absolutely freak. Girl, that's gonna be another topic, okay? Because let me tell you something.
Another topic for another day.
Okay, because go ahead before I get started on that.
That's what we kind of had the men in on this.
Absolutely, because I want all every man of every age to sit in a room around the table, and I'm just gonna go in on all of them.
But yeah, that's just, I wanted to know at what point in a relationship you feel like you're getting serious, because, like I said, that infatuation and that love, that can be tricky for some people. And this actually me saying that, people probably never looked at it like that, so that might be something they look into now, because you people be like, oh, I believe in love at first sight. You know, some people do, some people don't. I'm not against either one, because I met your daddy and we hit it off the top, and here we are 21 years later with
I just wish I was born like that. I feel like I'm kind of obsessed with like the 90s time period. I wish I was born like,
you got an old soul.
Yes, I wish I was born back then. Like, my favorite movie is Love Jones, okay? Girl, walk that walk, honey. Talk that talk, money, honey. Like, that is my movie. But I feel like social media just, like, ruins so many good chances of relationships nowadays. Like,
yeah, that's true. But let me ask you this. At your age, do you think, like, what, at what age do you think, since you were 20 and I work with a couple people, I know some, I got cousins, we got family that's been in serious relationships. At what age is too soon to be in a serious relationship? Do you think it's an age on it? Do you think it's something that you think can just happen? Like, because some, you know, back in the day when we was born, like when we was getting raised back by our mamas and
back
our grandmamas, you feel me? Way back when.
Okay.
Your grannies and mamas, she's like, girl, you too young. Okay. You know, you too young for all that. You trying to be young so soon, which now I'm older, I understand why they used to say that. I have no regrets, because like I said, I've been with the same person for 21 years. But at the same time, I see in other people, I'm like, yeah, I see why they said that. So do you think?
I feel like every situation is different. Like, you might have people my age that might be with a person for a long time, so they 40, 50. You know, that's kudos to them, clap 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 for them. And then you got other people my age that you just know. I just feel like before 25 is kind of I just feel like that's where you should just live and explore your options.
But you're 20.
I am 20.
So do you think a relationship, if you have with somebody right now? So my thing is, if you didn't have somebody coming out of high school and you're just now starting to date now, would you try to be serious with that person, or would you let that person know, hey, we can kick it, we can hang, we can chill, we can do this dating thing, but just know my options still are going to be open, because
absolutely.
I don't know if this is what I want
chain.
Right now.
Because considering that I'm dating somebody that's younger than me, even like...
Y'all hear her? Y'all younger than her.
She,
the girl only fucking
20
years out.
I know, right? Don't, you know. Girl, let me stop saying that before somebody call the cops on me. no, but just like, I'm a person who's like really selfless. So he's coming fresh out of high school, and I'm like, you gonna be going off to college. I'm not gonna make you stay with me. You about to go explore stuff. Like, even with any guys that I talked to at the beginning of this year, I always tell them, like, you know, we ain't gotta be together. You know, you can still explore your options. We can still be friends. We can still kick
it. But do y'all let that be known at the beginning? Or do y'all both just only date each other, but then don't tell the other person that y'all are still, like...
No, I'm a type of person, I have to know that stuff up front, because I'm going to let you know up front. Because if I'm not only talking to you, I'm going to tell you, like, yeah, I got stuff to do with other people. Because... Mm-hmm. Why? We all grown. You know, if you dating other people, that's fine. I'm not about to sit up here and, no, you mine and we about to get married tomorrow type stuff. Like, no, you're young. Go explore those options. I don't want to feel like I don't want that my significant other to feel like they have to be with me if they don't really want to. You know?
No, but I knew what you're saying.
Because we so young.
But because that's my thing. You said you don't want them to think that they have to be with you if they don't want to. But right. Shouldn't that be up to you?
It should be. But just like my scenario now, like with him.
Is he going to hear this shit? Because you sure using his example. Like, people know me, but...
I might turn him in the car just so he can hear his ugly self.
What the hell?
That's the baby.
Oh, my God. Because I feel like you giving him all the rights if you saying, I feel like you should know. And then you should be able to tell him, look, this is what it is. Instead of being like, you feel like that he shouldn't have to be with you if he don't want to. Okay, first of all, I'm choosing you. It's a privilege to be with me. So, is we going to make this agreement right now that we're going to only see each other or not? Because if not, we can keep it moving.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in the beginning, you'd be like, look, are we going to do this? Are we going to move? Like, we're going to build towards a relationship? Are we going to move? Like, we're dating, but we're still seeing other people. That has to be known at the very beginning. Like, that should be one of the first conversations that y'all have.
Right. And since y'all fresh with y'all relationship, not real fresh, but fresh, how long do you think considering dating before you move to that next stage of labeling?
I don't even like
labels. Because, you know, girls now, we see on social media that they together today, they love them. Mm-hmm. Then the next day, I hate that MF. I can't stand that MF.
I feel you like... You know,
or they just been talking to somebody for 3 weeks and they're like, oh, I'm so in love. Like, at what point do you be like, okay? Or do you just start off and hop into it as boyfriend, girlfriend?
I feel like... I mean, you can't... Like I say, every situation is different.
Every situation is different, but don't you have standards?
You do,
or you just go. I mean, you can go in a relationship open, but do you have set standards to where? Because if not, then don't stuff get kind of misconstrued.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if not, then you're just gonna be playing house forever, correct? So don't think you need to put something in place so you can be like, okay, we can start dating. We start dating, cool. We dating, cool. Okay, so at this time we're dating, and then at what point do you be like, okay, we've been dating for a minute. Are we planning on taking it a little further?
I feel like 6 months is a good time to date.
Okay.
That's half a year. That's 6 months.
You think you'll know everything you need to know about somebody in 6 months?
Absolutely not. But
so what is everything you expect to know from somebody at 6 months to where you will want to continue after that?
You need to know their social security number. You need to know. Not just,
no.
I'm just playing.
She's not gonna make it, y'all. Y'all hear me?
I need to know your credit score. I need to know how many baby mamas and the possible babies you got within that first 6 months. Because what? No. But I feel like you should know. It's kind of hard to say.
It's not hard to say.
It is hard to say. Because I know you ain't going to know everything about that person.
You're not, but you should know. No, it's not. See, that's the thing you keep pointing to about the next person. It's about you. I'm asking about these questions pertaining to you. Because if it was about both of y'all, then I'll just wait till both of y'all together and ask y'all. But it's you, it's your perception. So when you get in a relationship, ain't you ever heard of bitches talking about, you know, telling other bitches your standards are too high?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you got to go on with something. So you mean to tell me if you're just going into a relationship all the way?
So with me, like the first 6 months, I'm looking for like basic things that you should already be doing as a man. Like we discussed the other day.
Mm-hmm.
If me and you are together, like, girl, you don't got to do it because at the end of the day, I can do for myself. But you just being a man, you don't have to open up all my doors, but you know, open up a door every now and again. I don't know, I'm old school, so I like little affection. Like, if you see my tank is on like almost E, like, dang, you low on gas, and you like, oh, okay. So, you gonna pull up to a gas station, we gonna what? Like, I don't know. I just look for, like, basic common things that men should be doing in a relationship.
Okay, so we gonna dumb it down to that you're fresh, you're young, you only have one relationship, and your answer could have just been, I don't know, I'm still learning, it's my first serious relationship.
Yeah, it is.
Instead of you trying to figure out something, because it's okay not to know, you're
but
young.
Just looking
and now, if you would have had 3 and 4 relationships, then I'd have been jumping down your throat. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, as your mother, I'm making you think now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You wanna join the podcast? Say hi to our listeners. Everyone, Maurice Barr.
Maurice.
No, on there.
Now, hello, listeners.
It took you long.
Y'all, my husband just joined me and my daughter, our daughter.
And we're talking about, right, my daughter. I always question my daddy.
So she's answering questions, so she probably going to be even more nervous now since her dad's in here.
No, I'm really not. Yeah, I really want to ask some questions.
But yeah, that's some stuff to think about, right?
Yeah, it is. I'm still learning.
Okay, so with that being said, because you represent for your generation, because I know Tyrone is going to be listening to this.
Yes, twin.
Okay, shout him out, Tyrone.
Okay.
So with that being said, what are some things that are not acceptable in a relationship to you? I can answer that first because since I've actually been in one longer. No shade, but I'm just saying. Some stuff that I want. The number one thing I would not allow in a relationship is cheating.
Girl, that's signing your death certificate. Okay?
Cheating and it's really just cheating. I think I can handle everything else and stuff. When you get to the cheat, see, because I'm not one of those women.
Oh, Lord.
That. I'm just going to put that shit out there. I'm not one of those women. So, my thing is, to me personally, this don't stand for everybody. And just because you have taken your person back from cheating, it doesn't make you stupid. Because some women accept more than others. It's all about what you're willing to tolerate.
And you got some guys who actually cheat that one time and realize, like, this ain't even worth losing my home. And then they never cheat again.
Right, but mine is absolutely no cheating because that messes with my mental. For one, I don't care what nobody say. What I've heard over the years, 21 years of being with my husband, and from other people is that cheating is a mistake. To me personally, this is just me. That's a choice. I don't care what nobody say. That is a choice. Some mistakes are unintentional, but some are intentional, and you're sad, you're mad, or you regret it after the fact. Okay, so cheating is unacceptable, and I don't think that's something I can come back from. I am a very confident person, so therefore cheating, if you mess with my mental, once my mental is fucked, because that's what I really feel like cheating do is fucks with your mental. It don't even hurt you, it fucks with your mental, because then all across the board, everything's affected.
But then let's break it down between cheating and affairs. If you cheats one time, okay, you might go out, get a little drunk with your boys or whatever, and you end up doing something whooping and ace, you don't even remember, but you cheated. Then you have affairs.
To me, those are the same thing.
No, because cheating, though, you can do one time, but when I find out that you're cheating...
So an affair, because the affair mean more... I mean, affair...
It's more than one time.
But it's the same thing to me. Cheating, you could be cheating and be in a whole other relationship, that's an affair.
But would you take back somebody who cheated one time, or...
No, that's a no for me.
No.
A one-time cheater, no. Having an affair, no. Mentally cheating, no. All that's a no.
But like, because I feel like if you have a man who would cheat one time and realize that's not worth breaking up his home, and he actually put in the work to get y'all back together, y'all get back.
Why did he cheat in the first place? You gave one whack ass excuse, which was because he was drinking and drunk. I don't give a fuck. Take your ass home and fuck your wife.
Okay, maybe y'all was going.
Give her that drunk dick. Shit, what the fuck? You should not be going out and be. No, it don't happen. Cheating is a choice because you have a choice. Unless she rapes you or he rapes you, that's a choice.
I'm saying both of them are a choice, but
this is my opinion. I'm not taking. You can take a cheater back, but what's gonna be fucked up is every time you're gonna go back, you ain't gonna let them live it down. You know how much trust you gotta gain back from somebody cheating on you? It's one thing to get caught just texting and talking to bitches, but to actually get caught cheating, that's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother level. And I've never been in that situation. I'm waiting for the day for Mr. Barr to be in that situation, which it ain't gonna never happen. The motherfucker won't let her tell the story, okay? Period, point blank. Period, point blank. He won't live to tell the story. It's not worth it. I feel like at that time, first of all, why is a man or a woman, why are you letting somebody else, why are you even entertaining something like that? You shouldn't leave nobody on. You only person you need to be thinking about 24/7 when you're ready to get that nut off is your wife or your girlfriend. Period, point blank. I don't care what nobody say. Because at that moment, when you decide to be screwing somebody else and having sex with somebody else, you're not thinking about your spouse. You're not thinking about your girlfriend. You're not thinking about your boyfriend. You're thinking about you at that moment with that temptation, and you can't fight. You're just not strong enough to handle it.
That's the topic that we can get on all day. Because there's so many different opinions and so many different views on cheating.
It is. That's why I said it's my opinion. But I'm just not one of them chicks. Sorry. Sorry. And plus, once you got what you got at home, you don't need to try. When you know you got the best, ain't nothing to compare it to. And I've never, ever thought about dating nobody else. Nobody's ever entertained me. I ain't never, ever thought about or needed to. I'm cool with what I got. And then when T.I. come back home, and then I pick it up from there. Clifford Harris. So what's...
Girl, first of all, I ain't
what's yours?
What?
What's your
absolutely not tolerable?
Yes, absolutely.
cheating, absolutely. And then
cheating is not hers, y'all. She was going back and forth. Lies. I'm just playing. Go ahead.
Like I say, don't do that.
What? You was just trying to justify.
No, I wasn't trying to justify nothing. I was trying to give you two scenarios.
I know.
Or
girl, go ahead with yours.
Because what? No, I'm just playing.
Cheating. And is that it? I can't do lying either, but lying depends on what kind of lie, because it might be.
I don't like manipulation. I don't like somebody who, when you bring something to their attention, they try to flip it back on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like when somebody only do the bare minimums to get back in your good graces and turn around and do the same thing. I don't like when... Girl, there's a lot of stuff that ain't tolerable. Shoot, a nigga ain't even tolerable in a relationship, but really pretty much cheating and lying. And sneaking and geeking and freaking. I see what they lose me.
Okay, so going back to that, when I say I don't want to accept the cheating, who gets more emotionally attached? And I'm glad hubby is in here. Is quicker, men or women?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like women get emotionally attached in the beginning.
Right. Yeah, because women are emotional creatures. Yeah. Period, point blank.
I feel like it takes a while for the men to get emotionally attached. So I feel like that what is it? Disattachment. Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
We know it is today.
Warren Townshipish.
Woo! That's township for you. Yeah. In the beginning, because it takes a while. I feel like it takes a while for a man to get really attached.
I agree. I feel like us women are.
I feel like women are faithful in the talking stages. Okay.
Women is the more emotional ones because we go into it with the open mind. We're going into it to like, oh, we ain't getting into something unless we feel like it's gonna benefit us. So when you do that, it becomes more an attachment, emotional attachment, because yours.
And that's why when hoping to get something out of it, and men are finally like realizing and becoming, you know, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So like they say, a woman leaves the relationship mentally first.
Yes.
Once a woman is mentally gone, she's never coming back.
That's true.
I feel like once you mentally leave that relationship, in your mind, you like,
because you got to think about how long it takes for a bitch to get over a relationship,
and
a heartbreak.
Once they're mentally gone and only here physically.
That silent treatment. Y'all need to pay attention to that, man, because that is a number one key factor. When your girl is giving you that silent treatment and walk around like nothing is bothering her, when y'all know y'all have been into it for a whole month straight, and all of a sudden she just quiet. She asked her a question. She's like, mm-hmm. Yep. One word answers
she's
and stuff.
She's mentally
disattached.
Day by day. And then also, it's once you leave a woman to heal in her home, there's nothing that you can tell her.
Yeah, I feel that.
Because once that whole month that you've been walking around not doing nothing, mm-hmm. I mean, like giving him a silent treatment, y'all not really communicating unless it's about the kids, if y'all got kids or whatever.
Right.
And all that time that she's doing that silent treatment, she's healing herself. Mm-hmm. So when she completely heals herself, like, oh, okay, this nigga really ain't gonna, okay, see, you know, not try to make things right or nothing.
Right.
Oh, okay. So there's nothing that you can do because she already healed herself. She already been alone basically for a month.
Right.
Like, you can sleep next to somebody and still be alone. So
absolutely. You could be in a marriage and be alone.
Absolutely.
So that's definitely
somebody
true.
Somebody being there physically don't mean nothing. You can still
I agree
be alone.
With you.
So
that's true.
Once they already learned for that month to be alone and they're already mentally leaving a relationship, it's right.
Yeah, it really is.
You might as well go on here like, all right, so we about to move out.
So why do you think women accept so much shit from men?
I feel like it's not even them accepting it. I feel like women or see tolerate. The good. I feel like women try to see the good. Like, say daddy do something right.
Don't use my husband as no damn example. No, I'm just playing. Come on.
If Pops was to do something,
mm-hmm.
and you like, dang, where my scenario go?
Told y'all she go get nervous since her daddy in here.
I ain't nervous, but I forgot my scenario because it was a good one too. It's all right, I'm gonna come back.
But I think because a lot of women are naive to some stuff. Not all women. Just a lot of them are naive to stuff. That's why. And everybody know what naive mean. You know what naive mean.
Yeah.
What?
Like, it's there, but you're like, don't want to see the signs.
Right. So you basically see the truth, but believe the lie.
Like,
so
you're, oh, okay, maybe I'm just tripping. That's when you chucking up. So, okay, maybe I'm just tripping. Or maybe I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like, basically giving every excuse.
That's being naive, and you just always come back with something.
He can literally tell you, "I'm not in love with you."
You can see him. Okay, maybe it's me. Maybe you can see him jumping off that bitch, and he'd be like, "Well, that ain't what happened. I didn't get it in all the way. I was gonna cheat." You like, "Yeah, I did. Just see you on her." So yeah. Naive. I think a lot of them are naive, which is, you know, a lot of women are. I think at one point in life, all women have been naive to a man, period. I don't care what nobody say.
And then it's like when you're emotionally attached with someone, you just want them to do right. You just want them.
So do you believe a lot of women fall in love with the potential of a man before they actually see what they are?
I feel like women fall in love because they see where the relationship could possibly go.
That's so dangerous.
I feel like women already, when they meet somebody, plan out how the relationship is going to go and why they're so hurt in the relationship when they do hit them times where y'all go through them hardships or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's because they didn't see that coming.
And then don't get me wrong.
They want to be on autopilot. They want the relationship to go how it's supposed to go in their head. And when it don't actually go like that, it's like...
And that's fine, because you can work stuff out by all means. I'm with all that. I'm with all that lovey-dovey stuff. I'm with a man and a husband and wife trying to make it work, because I love love. I love when people are, like, together and stuff. But, I mean, women take a lot of stuff, though. Like, some stuff, I done seen some women just take everything. And I know sometimes it has to be, you know, how they brought up, you know, what they allowed, what they was seen in their household as kids. You know, but as a grown woman, when you have your own kids, when do you draw the line? Because you can start, you know, you can come from a pattern, but you can break it as well. So especially when you got daughters, I don't understand why some women accept so much stuff from a man. I don't care if that is the man's child that you have with them. You are showing your child how it's okay to accept certain behaviors from a man. And I think that's the most important thing. But in my life, that's how I live my life, too. That's why I learned what to accept and what not to accept, because I knew I had kids. Especially you only being 14 years younger than me. You was going to see a lot more than other kids. So, I don't understand. I just never understand. So, I can't wait to get some guests on in the future. Hopefully, I can get someone who's going to be honest about their situations, because I know some people who's been naive. I know some women who took a lot. But I know some of them that have healed from them, too. You know what I mean? So it'd be good to get their point of view, since I've never really dealt with any of, like, abuse and lying and cheating and deception and all that stuff. Hopefully you don't have to go through that either in life.
I hope not.
I hope not either, because they only gonna do what you allow them to do. So if you can, you know, and it's okay to get second chances, but I always tell people,
you get 35 chances?
No, it's okay to get second chances, people. But my thing is, give the second chance while y'all are apart. I'd rather see the change while we're not together than when us together, because sometimes people can go back and fall back in their old ways. That way, if we're not together and I see the bullshit, I can be like, okay, this is why we're not together. I can see why we're not together. But you can give somebody a second chance. They can apologize today, be different for 30 days, and then that 31st day, on out, they back to their old stuff. So that's why it's good to give second chances, but sometimes, like, just not together. Like, separate for a little bit. That way, you can actually see that if you're okay being alone, or you just taking somebody bullshit because you don't want to be by yourself.
Yeah, a lot of people are alone.
Absolutely.
I guess.
So now Jay got some questions, y'all.
I do. And I want both of y'all to answer these, because what? I feel like I should interview y'all since
pops. You don't need to interview me for shit.
Girl, I'm not about to interview you. It's just a question.
Come on, Big Daddy. We can answer them.
Okay. First question is,
before she answers her questions, let me say this too. If y'all want to shoot us some messages, some questions for us to answer on our next segment, shoot them to us. Hit us through the voice messenger on your Anchor app, and we'll come back on another segment and answer them. And then also, now Jay got an email address set up for us that she'll give out
at the end
of this podcast, so you can shoot us questions. And we like feedback, we like questions, we want to get y'all engaged and everything. Each week could be a different discussion. This one is relationship, but shoot, if we got to pick back up on next week because of the questions,
we should do like the first 10 minutes be what? Relationship, like recap.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
So we can answer questions if people have some about the relationship.
Okay, that's cool.
But yeah, I'll give all the information up at the end.
Okay,
so first question, you and your partner, you and
her lovely husband here, mm-hmm. for 21 years, mm-hmm. Have been together for 21 years, mm-hmm. and they forget your birthday. You wait all day for them to acknowledge it. Mm-hmm. But by the next morning, they still haven't said a word. Would you end the relationship first?
No.
Of all. Okay, didn't I say first? Okay, dang. I don't even want to hear.
He ain't never gonna forget my relationship. I ain't never gonna forget her relationship.
Let's just say you did. By 1 year, you forgot the you forgot her birthday or his birthday. Mm-hmm. Would you end a relationship?
No.
And how would you approach it?
I would not end the relationship / marriage. Well, I'm gonna just speak from before we got married. Before we got married, you forgot my birthday. No. It's a big deal, yes. But then at the same time, you don't know what somebody's going through. Now, the thing I'm going to double back on is if it become a habit. Now, year after year after year, forget my birthday, hell yeah, it's going to be a problem. But if you forget my birthday 1 year, you never know what somebody's going through. You know, stuff happens in life. You know, some stuff slip your mind. I mean, look at my mama. She forget her kids' age and birthdays, and she's early 50s. And she ain't been knowing her names and birthdays for a long-ass time. So it's okay. That's something minor. That should not be a big deal. Like I said, unless it's a repetitive problem. But I wouldn't. What you think, hubby?
I don't think it's something you end the relationship over. I mean, hell, shit. Keep it out of the way, but I only know my mom and my sister's birthday. I don't know nobody else in my family's birthday. Like, you know, of course I know my wife's birthday, but I'm just saying, like, mm-hmm. birthdays is like. Shit, birthdays is like holidays, you know. Shit, they always come around, but you know.
Yeah, I don't. You don't
remember. Sometimes you don't remember.
Yeah, that's
on
true.
Everything. Like shit, you might be busy. Like you said, you might be busy.
We looked up doing the same thing.
You might be busy doing something or whatever, and it just slipped your mind. You ain't trying to forget this shit on purpose. You just.
So how do
shit,
you?
You just. Going through life every
so
day.
So, asking from a man, how do you make it up to your wife after you realize, like, oh my God, I forgot her birthday?
Oh man. Shit, you got to flood it. You got to flood it with gifts, or you got to flood it with dick. It's got to be flooded with something. You got to make it up somehow.
I know that's
you got
right.
To, I mean, shit, you got to make it better. You can't just walk around and be like, oh, I'm sorry. Shit, you can't say I'm. Shit, yeah. Okay, what that I'm sorry mean? You yeah, come right, on with something.
Yeah. So how do you do with the man? How do you make it up to your husband or boyfriend?
First of all, I'm gonna be a petty bitch and be like, huh?
Why you ain't tell me?
Just go around slopping around and stuff, right? And then finally I'm like, so you just not gonna say no, I'm just playing. Yeah. I'm be like, babe, is everything okay? What's going on, babe? Well, today is my birthday. And be like, calm down, you know, just because it's not really that right there. I feel like it could be so many more things that can be important about a relationship sure. ending than a birthday, because at one point in time in life we're gonna get older. Well, we actually probably will forget each other's birthday, so that's not really a biggie to me.
But at the time, I don't know. I feel like
you childish, you young, so it's gonna mean something to you right now.
Well, I mean,
I wasn't about to say nothing childish or young. See, this is what I be talking about.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
No, because I was gonna
you
say
you shouldn't forget though.
You no, should.
You shouldn't because you said, but it's like in your mind. In your mind, when the day comes, like July 1st, boom.
Okay. Wait. Are we talking about forgetting? Early, or we talk about forgetting late? Cause shit, after
any year, after they at least say if you 5 years for a couple years.
Nah, well, shit. Okay, the first 5, all right, I might forget if we together, but not under the same roof type shit.
Like I said, the first, we just time, together, first time is fine, but like I said, if it's repetitively every year, you can forget my birthday.
But then that's when you get smart. You just put it in your phone. Reminder.
That's true.
Reminder. But if you know, maybe you got short term memory loss. That's
like, because your birthday happens. Is honestly side easy effects. To forget, Pops, because it's like May 16th.
So you look how you just about to throw some bullshit there. First of all, is there a cussing on this podcast?
Yeah.
Should I clean it up?
Said
a bitches little
plenty
bit?
Of times.
Okay, well, let me clean. All right, well, I'm good.
I am not cussing like that. Babe.
Nah, she ain't even like that, but.
That, you sound real.
So, next question. That is fine. Yeah. It said your partner. Oh no, we ain't gonna say always. We're gonna switch this up. Your partner has made fun of you in front of people and attempts to make everybody else laugh. You don't really think much of it to begin with, but it soon becomes a regular occurrence. Would you end the relationship?
Ha. They always coming for me.
I seen that a group text. So
I don't come for shit. You be saying I come for you. I'm not coming for you. Babe, you be coming for me.
No, babe, you come for me.
No, man. You come for me.
Babe.
But it's just, that's just how we play, right? Yeah, I'm not coming for you, like, on some, like, is it, like, on the strength of, what does the relationship do? Or do y'all have a playful relationship? Or is a motherfucker just coming? Or is a motherfucker just coming for you?
You don't be coming
for you in front of people. That's crazy. My sister, that's Nikki. That's the muscle.
No, you don't come. No.
Shit, I got your back, but that's the muscle. You got to understand.
You're my wife.
But that's the muscle, though. Like, shit.
Let me just explain this to y'all, okay, how this go. We have a sister, okay? We have a big sister. Mm-hmm. She is his muscle, and she's my best friend. So we do not want to share her on certain stuff.
I love her.
So he loves her to death. I love her to death. He don't want to give her up. I don't want to give her up. So at one point in time, she got to have his back. One point in time, I got to have her back. But at some point in time, they both can be against me. And then that's what I'm coming for.
I don't just come for her. And she talking crazy to my muscle, then I might chime in. But she say I come for her, but I don't even be saying nothing. That's what it is.
That's the problem.
She just said, you ain't got my back.
If I could post our text messages, I would, because that day was hilarious.
So I just had to break that down to y'all so y'all know, but it's all love. I'm telling you, shout out to my big sister.
Absolutely.
She know who she is.
The mascot.
You feel
me?
But yeah, no, that'll never happen. But if it did, it would definitely be addressed, but we just, you know, you defend Joe, everybody. You defend them right or wrong in public.
What if somebody correct them in private? Right.
Yeah.
You correct them in private.
You can hee hee ha ha, but soon y'all get in the car.
I'm not going to front you in front of people like, oh, you know you wrong and all that. I'm going to let you have your time, and then when we get in the car, I'm like, you got me fucked up.
What if you got that liquor in you, then it's over. You put me right on spot.
Yeah, that's world star.
So you guess you won't never let it happen.
Hell no, I'm fucking around.
Okay, so next question is, your partner has zero drive and ambition. They have a job but no desire to work towards a promotion or bettering themselves. And they just seem to be very lazy. Would you end the relationship?
Okay, actually, this happened with us when we was younger. I feel like they didn't have no ambitions. Like, we was breaking up.
For real.
We was breaking up. Because I feel like I was elevating, you know, having two kids at the time. And he was just steady, you know, cool, hanging out, smoking weed, you know, working this job, working that job, quitting. I'm like, okay, we need a foundation. We need something strong. We got two kids now. We got to do better. He just wasn't getting it. I'm like, fuck this shit. I don't want to be hearing this stuff. But eventually he got it together. So that's actually a good question, because that's something we both, you know, we went through. But I just sat down, I talked to him on a serious note and told him, like, you know, I had to let him see it from my point of view. And I'm trying to grow. And it's about the kids. And he was like, okay, cool. And he actually, you know, went and got his CDLs and was focusing on driving on the road and stuff, and he actually became a better man from that conversation, actually.
True.
No, that's absolutely facts.
Big facts.
So would you break up with Ma if you was moving up in your job that you were in now?
Nah,
you know?
because
he can't live without me.
It should not.
Alright.
Because you gotta sit and talk like we did. Like, shit, you gotta now, if you sit and talk and tell a significant other what's going on, and then they still just like, all right, fuck it, and shit, then okay, yeah, we're gonna have to take some time apart.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got to break it all the way up, but shit, you got to show me that you serious about getting in this relationship.
So I got a question that ain't on here. So y'all done been through everything, right?
You could do a real life personal scenario with us if you want to answer.
So, how did y'all know from the breakups that y'all did have that y'all would get back together? Like, did you treat that breakup like we ain't never gonna get back together? Did you treat the breakup like a separation? Like, we're taking a break, but we coming back? Because, you know, you can break up with somebody and never speak to them again.
The last one was like that, you know. So, just to put it all the way out there, because this is a podcast, I'm a realist.
Oh, shoot.
Here we go. So, I get it.
So, me and my husband actually just got back together August of this year.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's my time.
We were separated for like 5 months, even talking about divorce and stuff, because, you know, we felt like we just wasn't meaning. And put it out there, for every time we separated, we only separated 3 times after 21 years. The longest was 2.5 years, but we weren't married. We was baby mamas, baby daddy. We separated one time for like 4 weeks, but this time was the most serious breakup we've ever had. Yeah.
because we never talked about divorce before, and we both seen something in each other that we've never seen before when we've been together this long. So this time, I didn't know we planned on getting back together. I mean, you don't really know, but this time when we separated, it was like we had to move out from each other and everything. It was like, it was bittersweet, but we was just like, you know, if it's meant to be to come back around, then we'll deal with it then.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, okay. It'll be.
But at the same time, you gotta have the same goal in mind for the both of you, for the marriage, is that if love conquers all, then it is what it is. If you could if you could come back from...
How did you know you was gonna get back together?
If you could come back from everything. So basically, this.
Mm.
If it's worth fighting for, fight for it. Mm. If it's some stuff that you're willing, that you feel like you can deal with for the rest of your life, even if your partner changes majority of the stuff, just remember this. You can't change a person. You only can love them for who they are. And that's something I had to figure out. I got into this knowing the type of man that I was marrying and being with. You know, but at the same time, that don't excuse his action. But I also have to be his wife and let him know, this is cool, but we're going to elevate from some of this stuff. You know, I can accept you here, but as I'm elevating, I want you to elevate with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to change who you are. I just want you to elevate it a little bit more. So that's how we got to a point to, like, you know, you can't, what we have, it's just special. We've been together for so long. And we made it through everything. We done been through everything together. Everything. So, to answer your question, it's just God's will, basically.
Yeah. But, absolutely. But when you separate, you don't really... I mean, you separate, but this time it was like, you know, it was serious. And since we all know it was serious, but...
Yeah, I would like to get you have point to, of view from that.
Yeah, you have to stay. Yeah, you gotta... Man, it was crazy.
I'm the speaker, was crazy, so it's good to hear your point of view on something. It's good to hear it, because you can tell me how you really feel.
It was hard,
yeah,
though, but you got
to... It's a quiet storm, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah,
you asked the question, and it's a personal question.
Everything.
Okay, so the next question is, before you and Pops got married, it said you and your partner sit down and have a serious conversation about where your relationship is going, and you realize they do not want to even get married. Would you end the relationship? Would you still be...
That's a question for him, because I just tell him I would never get married.
So why didn't you end a relationship after she told you?
Because I don't think he ever planned on proposing, but he was fine where we was at.
I mean, I want to answer the other question.
Okay.
Which one? The one about how you know you're going to get back together?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Big Daddy.
All right, we... I just realized...
What?
Big Daddy, here we go.
I had to treat it like she said, it wasn't, because we wasn't going to get back together, and I never felt like that before. You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy. Like, shit, when we break up, other times we done broke up, you know what I mean? People already knew we done broke up, but you know what I'm saying? Like, we not gonna show it like that, you feel me? But it was like, them times it was like, yeah, we gonna get back. It's gonna work.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of change or what you trying to put into it. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to get back with that person? Like, me, I don't see it. She all I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to get to know another motherfucker. You feel me? I don't... That's it. Like, when we separate, we get along great. You know what I'm saying? If we wasn't to get back together. But that's like... That really didn't cross my mind. I know. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the time, it's me. You feel me? And it's just a matter of me doing what I got to do.
Mm-hmm.
As a man. You know what I'm saying? Take care of business. Cause I don't want to know nobody else. Just, she's all I know. She, that's my right hand. We've been together for 21 of them. You feel me? Kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's all I know, and that's all. She's all I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet.
Period.
That's so sweet.
I got you, lady.
All right. So on to the question that we were talking about. So you realize that Pops don't want to get married. Would you end the relationship?
That's his question.
You realize Mama said she didn't want to get married. why did you continue to be with her? Did you even see yourself being married when you was younger?
Yeah, we was, man, when we was younger, we was already Mr. and Mrs. Mm. Every card was husband and wife. Like, it was crazy. Like, we've been married for 21 years.
Right.
Y'all did everything.
But I will say this, because since we're talking about that, we've been together for 21 years. We've been married going on 8. And he's never proposed to me. We're planning a vow renewal ceremony. Yeah.
Go ahead. Since she talking crazy to me out here, you feel me?
Let me back him up. Cause
let's go, Marshall.
Right down.
Let's go, Marshall.
We actually, because we're supposed to go to the cabins this year, right? He was supposed to propose to you in the cabins.
Why would you tell me that?
What you mean? Because you talking gangster. Because you talking gangster to me.
Since we own that part, like, he didn't propose to me on this one. It's always, and I always, not to be honest, like, for real, to be honest, I always felt some type of way because I'm like, that's the only thing he's ever missed for us to keep going.
And I absolutely told her I owe her that.
Can we break it down on how we even came up with that? So we sitting in the tuck shop.
Okay.
Right, when they was getting A-Tux, we had the most marvelous helper ever. What was her? Jasmine from the Lou's Tuck Shop in Castleton Mall.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
Oh, she was cool.
Cool, and she got us all the way together. So I was sitting there thinking, I'm like, yo, Mama always says she's never been proposed to. Well, and I always know that she was never proposed to. So I consulted with Nikki first because she was the assistant.
She the muscle.
I'm like, do you think Pops will propose to her on Christmas in the cabins? Everybody who needs to be there is going to be there.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, that'll be nice. So we all was actually standing in the circle. We had to tell Moo Moo not to tell because I just knew she was going to say something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, you know, when we was all walking out, I was like, what do you think about proposing to Mama on Christmas in the cabins? He was like, yeah, because I'm like, I feel like that's one thing that she's always wanted.
Well, to solidify stuff, I think it should have been.
But just now, your mind has been blown.
I always told her I'd give her the wedge you wrote and I proposed.
Yeah, I said, I always wanted that. You never gave it to me. And that was something we used to argue about all the time when we was younger. So when he didn't do it, I kept saying, okay, well, I don't want to be married. I want to be married. So eventually we got married. But as long as we don't have that official proposal, I feel like it's just an agreement we both came up with. So how was that special if we just agreed to get married?
Right.
You know? That don't make sense. Yeah. You know,
So now that you know that, just expect the proposal. Might be on Christmas, might be on Thanksgiving.
I learned with my husband.
Might be on a random day. Exactly.
I always disappointed myself when I expected something from him. So when I don't expect it, then I can't be disappointed. That way, if he really do something, it can be a surprise.
Thanks.
If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So everything I used to tell him I wanted him to do, even though I felt like I was showing him how to love me or what I wanted, because they always say women don't ever, you know, speak their mind. Mm-hmm. We want them to be mind readers. I was doing that for him, but I learned along the way that some women should take heed to. You telling them that is basically sometimes doing more harm than good, because now they feel like that. Okay, I get it. It's like pushing them further away from the idea. Mm-hmm. Because they feel like they should be able to do it in their time and not you just always hitting at it. So I felt like that's something I had to work on myself, is not always expecting that from him, just to let him be a man and do it on his own. And it works better that way. That's it.
And that's all I have to say.
And it's actually, you want to keep going or you want to get out the information and give a preview of next week?
Well, this is the end of the podcast, y'all.
I feel like we ended it on a good note.
Yes. Thanks for hubby for coming in. I know you did a good job.
I know.
Job.
Nice. Thanks for having me.
No problem.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
This
was nice.
This is really nice.
This is our first one.
Come back and visit anytime.
I will.